Pepper Young's family. Pepper Young's family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. Summer in Elmwood. Tonight in Elmwood, the stars are clear and the moon is making a broad path on the river. There's a cool edge to the air. But Peggy and Carter, strolling towards the river, have no feeling of regret in saying goodbye to summer. They're eagerly looking forward to the fall, to the future, and to all the good things to come. Because Peggy and Carter are together again. Together for good this time. As they walk down Union Street and across the darkened town, only an occasional light showing here and there, Carter explained seriously to Peggy why he would rather give up his kind of world, the life he has always known, than lose her. And Peggy understood.
Oh, Carter, I don't care how little we have. I'm sure I can make a go of it. I'm an awfully good cook, Carter, really I am. Only don't let's tell anybody. It would sound so silly. I mean, it's so remote, the chance of our ever getting married for a long, long time. Let's not tell anybody what we're doing.
Sam Young's the first one down to breakfast again this morning. It's getting to be a habit. But there are big doings afoot today. Mr. Young has an appointment to show Mr. Brewster the Coronet Lake property. And if the deal goes through, well, the Youngs will be sitting pretty, as Sam Young says. He's in a hurry as he hears...
But gee, Pepper, what's the idea of moving in on me like that? I mean, when you're calling on a girl, you don't want another guy horning in on you.
What do you mean, Biff, horning in on you? Wait, didn't I tell you I was going to look after her for you if you went to Chicago?
Yeah, but I'm not going to Chicago. I haven't any idea of going, and you had to barge over there last night when I'm trying to make time with her, and what do you do?
What do? Why, I give you a boost. That's what I do. I give you a whole series of boosts. I tell her what a grand guy you are.
Yeah, but she wasn't even listening, Pepper. She wasn't even paying any attention to what you were saying. She's just thinking about you.
Good morning, man.
Good morning.
Big argument afoot here, huh?
Oh, yeah, gee, Mr. Young, and I'm plenty sore.
Oh, what's the matter, Biff?
What do you know, Dad? I try to do Biff a good deed, a Boy Scout act. And what does he do? He gets sore.
Well, sure I get sore. I'm calling on my girl, Gloria, last night.
Yes, and he just dropped by to tell Gloria all about how Biff wants to give up going to Chicago on account of her. So what does he do? He gets sore.
Well, sure I get sore. I get good and sore. Gee, look, I don't want you around, Pepper. Honestly, I don't. I mean, well, not now. Not when I wanted to look in my direction.
Well, who says she wasn't looking in your direction? Sure she looked in your direction, Biff.
Oh, she did not. Not after you got there. She didn't even know I was on this earth.
I don't know what you do to get women that way about you, but I give my right eye to know.
Be your age, fella.
Why, all I have to do is hold up a hoop and, whoops, they jump right through.
Oh, yes.
Is that so? Well, never mind your past triumphs, Pepper. I suppose you sit down and relax with some breakfast. And look now, it won't hurt you to leave Biff's girl alone, Pepper. You've got plenty of your own.
Huh? Well, who says I have? Dad, I haven't got anybody.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm not interested in women. All I'm interested in is flying.
Yeah, and that's another thing, too. The minute she hears he's a flyer, the minute she hears he's out at Woodward Field, boy, is she all hepped up about him. Does she want to be taken up in a plane, and does she think he's something because he's some kind of a pilot? Gee, you think there was nothing in the world but pilots.
Pepper, you keep away from Gloria, you hear? That's a one-way street as far as Biff's concerned.
Thanks, Mr. Young. Now, thanks a lot. Now, do you hear that, Pepper?
Yes, I hear it. I tell you, Biff, I was only trying to do you a good turn.
I knew you wouldn't tell her yourself that you were giving up a trip to Chicago on account of...
Wait, what's this? Giving up a trip to Chicago?
Well, yes, I'm not...
He is not? If his father wants him there, he's going. That's how much he's giving up a trip to Chicago.
Yeah, but honest, Mr. Young, I can't go. Not just now.
Biff, look,
not after last night. Not after I saw how Pepper was going to make time the minute my back was turned.
Now listen, Biff, just a minute. Get this straight. I haven't got any use for a kid like Gloria. I'm a busy man.
Yeah.
I'm working with Andy Hoyt out the airfield. That's right. I just came around last night to do you a favor.
Yeah, I heard enough about that favor, Pepper. Just never mind doing me any more favors, see? I can do myself all the favors I need.
Good morning, Peg. Just in time for the big argument.
Yeah, Biff sawed me because I called on his girl last night just to do him a good turn, and he thinks
he did me a good turn plenty. She's so wound up about Pepper now that all she could do was ask about him after he left. And
could she go out to Woodward Field?
Oh?
Yeah.
Oh, is she coming out there? Well, gee, that's great. I'll take her up.
Pepper, I won't ever be able to get in on the ground floor again if you do that.
Pepper, now, please stay away from this friend of this, will you?
Oh, Dad.
After all, he's got a right to have a girl without your horning in.
We'll be back with the Youngs in a moment after this message.
Well, I've got to hurry, boys and girls. I'm on my way to Coronet Lake.
Oh, say, Dad, listen, what is all this about anyway, huh?
Well, son, all I know is that they want to look at the property, and if they like it, they'll tell me what it's for. Then we can discuss the terms and, well, all the rest of it.
Oh, gee, I sure hope you put it over.
Oh, and do I hope so. Pepper, I never hoped for anything more in my life.
Well, me too. Hey, sis, what are you daydreaming about? What's going on? You know, you look like you were in love.
I am.
Oh. Well, who's the lucky guy this time?
Carter.
Carter? Why, only yesterday you were saying you didn't have any more use for him, and now
I know. That just shows how crazy I am. Shows you don't know anything about yourself. It just shows you don't know your own mind when you're my age.
Well, sis, that's just great. Why, I'm tickled to death to hear it. Do you mean to tell me that you're all wound up about Carter again?
Yes, Pepper, I'm all wound up about Carter again. He's wonderful, particularly now that he's given up everything.
Given up everything? What do you mean, given up everything?
His fortune, everything. Well, he's not going to take a penny from his father. When he gets out of the army, he's going to get a job in a bookstore, maybe.
Huh, Carter Trent, a job in a bookstore? What, you're nuts. And he's nuts, too. Gee, Pegs, you're crazy to let him do a thing like this. What, do you know what that means? I mean, if he hasn't got that fortune, I mean, if he's just like any other guy...
It means that I love him.
Oh, love him. Sis, if you love him, you just can't let him do a thing like that. Well, I'll have to talk to him. I'll have to go out there to the camp and see him. We've got to do something to stop this.
I'm afraid there's nothing you can do, Pepper.
Not a thing, Pepper. There's nothing anybody can do. It's all finished now. It's all settled. And it's all wonderful.
Oh, what's the matter with everybody this morning? First Biff's in a daze, then Peggy's in a daze, and you, Dad, you're in a daze,
it's
too.
It's all right, son. Now, just relax, will you? We all know what we're doing.
I'll go, Mr. Young. I'll see who it is. But, gee, sis, you don't mean Carter's actually given up all his money. I mean, told his father that he wouldn't take a penny and all that stuff?
Yes, he has.
It's Mr. Walters, Mr. Young. He wants to speak to you.
Mr. Walters? Well, all right, I'll be right there.
Good morning, Mr. Young.
Well, Mr. Walters, how do you do?
I'm afraid I've got bad news for you.
Bad news?
Yes, it's bad news. At least for Mrs. Young. You see, Mr. Young, that party that was looking at the house, well, they decided to buy it.
Buy our house?
Yes. Yeah, they've made an offer, and they've come up a little on what they wanted to pay, and... Well, I'm just about to wire Mr. Phillips in Chicago.
No. Please, don't do that, Walters. Just hold off till noon, if you can.
I have a big deal pending, and if it goes through, I can make a down payment on this house.
Well, Mr. Young, that's the best news I've heard in a dog's age. I will hold off till noon. I know what this house means to you and Mrs. Young.
Well, thanks, Walters. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate that. Look, I'll call you at your office at 12 o'clock, and by that time, I may know whether I can make the down payment or not.
Well, I sure hope you can make it. We want to keep you here in Elmwood if we can.
Well, Mr. Walters, I'll let you know just as soon as I can. Not later than noon.
Noon deadline, and it's a little past 9 o'clock right now. Well, good luck, Sam. We're hoping your news from Mr. Walters will be good news. And now, a message from our sponsor. Mr. Young learns all about the Cornett Lake Project. Be sure to join the Youngs next time. John Scott speaking. Pepper Young's Family is a modern drama production.